It's time for another dose of digital dissemination from Dr. Dave. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. To consult with Dr. Dave, there's no appointment necessary. Just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
You're just thinking about that Ubuntu phone. Kind of an interesting quote by Christian Perino, VP of Mobile at Canonical. Canonical is the company behind Ubuntu and Ubuntu phone. And I think a really intelligent sort of perspective from Canonical, and I hope it works for him. He says, launching a new product is a journey. This is the first step. And Canonical is focusing on early adopters who are bored of iOS and Android rather than fighting for shelf space among more well-known brands. And I think that is a good... they just don't have the resources to come out and unit for unit compete with Apple and all the Android manufacturers. Can't do it. So what they're doing is they're looking to, instead of a shotgun approach, kind of a rifle shot, looking to hit the early adopters that are folks like me, that are well versed in the weaknesses of Android and Windows and iOS operating system. A lot of the folks I think that are looking at the Ubuntu OS on a phone are probably using Ubuntu in their offices and on their laptops and their tablets. And I do think that's an intelligent thing to do. It'll be interesting to see, though, how it's going to have to be a pretty... Manufacturers don't have a lot of time. Think about how your phone versions work. You get about 2 years and you got to move to a new phone. Your phone doesn't work well. There's no updates available for it anymore. There's no fix available for it, really, unless you're a hacker person that's going to buy parts off of eBay and do it yourself. You know, it's about a 2-year cycle. Is Ubuntu going to be able to make a splash and have enough growth inside that sort of a cycle to get manufacturers to adopt it? I don't know. It's a tough... You don't have just typical competitive market pressures. You've got a really compressed time frame for that. I mean, 2 years, it's probably closer to 6 months to a year. If they don't see enough adoption, it'll be interesting to see what they do what their plans are going to be. Are they going to step away from Android, or are they going to stay with Android? I'm talking about companies like Samsung or Motorola or whatever. Are they going to have another line of phones that are Ubuntu as well as their Androids, or are they going to step away from Android and adopt Ubuntu? That's a really tough environment for Ubuntu to try to make a splash in. We'll have to see what happens with it. Very interesting. I think there's a lot of potential. You know, one of the things that we've said over the years, we really lamented the failure of Palm. You know, I think some of their cellular phone OSs were the best that were ever made in terms of efficiency for the user, trying to be productive. Now, I'm not talking about entertainment and social networking. I'm talking about productivity. And they don't have to be divergent. They can be in a single product. But at the time that Palm was really at the top of the heap, social networking was not even a term. And things have changed dramatically since then. But when you talk about really being productive and efficient, I don't know if there's anything that's even come close to some of Palm OS's versions back then. Ubuntu, I think, has a fresh perspective. And it isn't that they don't take into account the social networking and entertainment uses of a device. But I do think they're very seriously looking at how do we make it more efficient in terms of use. And one of the things that they're talking about doing is kind of a technique for combining functions in a thing called scopes. And it integrates apps and services that kind of relate to each other from a usage perspective together, so that you're not, it's like a submenu almost, so that you're not just scrolling through. Think about what you do when you're using your phone. And it doesn't matter what it is now, Android, Windows, Apple, doesn't matter. You're scrolling through apps to get to the app that you want. What Ubuntu's talking about doing is sort of making submenus of screens, of icons that are related, that are scopes. So that when you, let's say, and I don't know if this is the case because I don't have an Ubuntu phone, but let's just, as an example, it makes sense. You have, work scope. You have private scope or personal scope. Applications and services that relate to that particular scope get grouped together. So you quickly can get to things. When you're at work, you're doing, hopefully, things a little bit differently than you are on a Sunday afternoon. So your scope is different. You select that scope. You've got all your stuff grouped together for that Sunday afternoon usage, whatever it may be. You know, maybe you have a sports scope. I don't know. But kind of an interesting paradigm. So you don't just have kind of randomly arrayed apps on grids represented by icons on your phone and scrolling through stuff to get to things. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Uber, you're familiar with Uber. Mm-hmm. Sort of an informal internet-based taxi service. A lot of controversy. Countries actually outlawing it. And in India, apparently there have been some abuse by drivers of passengers. And a big concern, India has insisted that Uber include a panic button in their app that is basically a direct 911 call to the police. So if you find yourself in an Ubermobile and you're going in the opposite direction that you intended, you hit the panic button, call the police directly. Isn't it funny how things become targets? Isn't it funny? And I'll tell you something. I think the anti-Uber thing is significantly promoted and funded by taxi companies. Mm-hmm. They do not want efficient, right, aggressively priced alternatives to their service.
Well, and I tell you, well, like the New York situation with the taxis, how they...
$600. You know what it costs to get a single taxi cab, yeah, licensed? $600,000. How do you make that back?
You can't. Yeah, it's a scam they got going on there with their taxis. And it's not just New York. I know it's other places too. But that's the kind of stuff that needs to have competition. Everything needs to have competition, like you were talking about with the Google Glass. And that's a good example. And it's hard for me to, I guess there's a lot of things that I'm not aware of because we don't do a lot of cabs here in Tucson, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, we just have our own cars.
Right.
But in a big city, that's a big, big deal.
Right.
And nobody has an option to go with something else.
Right.
And that's, how can, in 2015, in America, we have something where, a situation like that, where you are forced to have to pay that much to have a cab in a
city. You're kind of at their beck and call, in a way. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. We talked last week about Arduinos and some of the some of the compelling things, some of the fun things, some of the project hacks that you can do using these circuit boards that are available very inexpensively. And we talked about kind of comparing them a little bit to the Raspberry Pi. And they're not the same. They're different, but similar. Raspberry Pi, which is kind of a ultra mini computer, designed really for the hacking hobby sort of marketplace, introducing a new Raspberry Pi 2. And what's particularly interesting about that is that actually that is Windows 10 compatible.
Okay, now I'm getting hungry.
Can you imagine running Windows 10? We talked about some of the exciting things. potential that Windows 10 has. Microsoft kind of backing off on some of the stupidity of Windows 8, correcting things they needed to correct. I mean, one of the things about Windows 8 and is going to continue with Windows 10 is that you can run it on fairly low-end hardware. And Raspberry Pi is about as low-end as it gets. And in case you're wondering, the Pi is P-I. It's not P-I-E. Do you know what Pi is?
I'm still hungry.
Do you know what Pi is? What number is Pi?
Yes.
No, do you know what it is?
It's 12.
Nope. Do you know? Pi? 3.14. Goes on for about 400 digits.
Show off.
866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. More after this.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.